It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Hey, welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's 11:05, almost 11:06. Oh, is a letter, I think. 11:05, almost 11:06 Central Time on American Family Radio. What's that military time, Ed?
11:06.
You grew up in a military family?
That's 11:06.
11:06.
Come on, Dad.
Thank you.
I just ask. I just ask what's the military time. It's the same.
It's the same. But okay. You knew the answer to that, though. You were just making sure.
I think military is, so if it's like 12 hours from now, Ed, what would be the military time if it's a.m.?
Okay,
PM.
You want to go down this
road,
Tim?
Yeah, I do.
Are you trying to embarrass me?
Okay, because I'm not trying to.
2300.
2306.
That's what I'm saying.
2306, thanks.
Yeah. What is it? Steve Paisley Jordan.
Good morning.
Steve, what is it? What?
2306 and 36 seconds in 12 hours.
12 hours from now. All right. So anyway, thank you for joining us here on American Family Radio. Our theme for this Share-a-thon, Ed, is what?
Faithful God. And the verse for faithful God is the theme of our Share-a-thon. It's from 1 Corinthians 1:9. I'm reading from the ESV. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. You just heard the voice of our founder, Brother Don Wildman, who was very well known around this ministry and elsewhere for saying that God has not called us to be successful here at AFR, but He has called us to be faithful. He would give that answer, Tim, a lot of times when people would say, well, AFA has been working since 1977 to call people's attention to the changes going on in our culture. And what do you say, Brother Don, that things are still getting bad in our country? And he would say two things. He would say, well, we don't know how bad it would have been if we had not been active. But regardless, God has not called us to be successful, but He has called us to be faithful. So that's the theme of our Share-a-thon here in the spring. It's day one. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday will be our Share-a-thon here in April. And to donate, we are giving you the number, the phone number to call, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely at AFR.net. Wesley, what kind of premium options do we have for folks who want to give to our Share-a-thon?
Option one, you can give a one-time gift of $150 or more, and you'll receive the premium coffee blend made by American Family Association. Or
I made that with my own hands.
We
did not.
No, this coffee.
We encourage you to get it. So we're just telling you the truth. He did not make it.
Yes, exactly. We don't want them. We don't want them not doing it, Dad.
Okay. Well,
all right.
You see, I don't make good coffee.
I think that's what we're saying.
Yes.
I think we're kind of all in agreement.
All right. So what you're telling me is if I'm listening and I call in and I make a gift of $150
or more.
That we will send them this, and this is, in all seriousness, this is excellent. We've been having this coffee.
Yeah, I'm drinking it right now.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
The Medium Roasted Blend by American Families Association. Also, you can become a Great Commission Partner, or if you become a Great Commission Partner, which is a financial giver who gives $30 monthly.
Or more. We don't want to.
That's right.
Yeah, if they want to give more, we don't want to stop.
Right? No, we don't. Yeah, you can receive Pawpaw's book. I had a plan. I had a vision. God had a plan. My brother Don Wildman. Also, with that book, you would get the coffee as well. Now, guys, I've had the opportunity to travel all over the country to meet our financial supporters for the last 10 years, and one thing that I've concluded by shaking hands with over 15,000 of our listeners and supporters. Is that there are three reasons why God continues to bless the work of AFA, and in no particular order, but there's three pillars. One is that we owe no man nothing, so that we don't have any debt.
We're debt free.
We're debt free. Number two, there has never been a point in our ministry that we can point to in which we've compromised the truth of God's word. So we continue to be faithful, trusting God with the results,
right,
whatever that looks like. And number three is that we've shared our platform with other ministries. And all three of those were Don Wildman's.
Your grandfather.
My granddad. Those were his three pillars. Now, unintentionally or intentionally, those were three things that I noticed that we've done from the founding of AFA until now. And that's the reason I believe God's blessed us. One of the people or one of the ministries that we've partnered with over the years is FCA. FCA is one that we've partnered with, and they have an event coming up here in the next couple of days. And I wanted to have somebody from FCA in Mississippi come in and talk with us. And we have here in studio Grant Smallwood. He's the area director of FCA. Welcome, Grant.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
We're glad to have you on. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what FCA is doing in the area.
Yeah, so I'm the area director. So we have seven counties that we're in charge of, and so we help the schools with their clubs with FCA inside the school system be able to have an opportunity for students to continue to live out their faith on campus and continue to grow the ministry of the Lord. And so they get to share their platform of athletics with their classmates, and we just help come alongside them and help them give an opportunity for them to grow in their faith at their school.
Now, would FCA be in all 50 states or just some states, or just
yes,
out of curiosity? I know you cover the North Mississippi area. What
we
about
do,
FCA in general?
We do have FCA in all 50 states, and we're actually now, FCA has been known as a kind of a domestic ministry, but now we're an international ministry. We're in 116 countries.
Oh, wow.
All across
wow.
You
the globe.
Can you name them, Grant?
Yeah, I've got them right now. I'm kidding.
Yeah. What's number 58?
Uganda.
Yeah, there
Uganda?
You go.
Uganda.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Good ministry in Uganda.
I'll leave there. I'll leave there. I'll leave to go there in a month. So.
Can I just ask real quick before we go further? What does FCA stand for? What is FCA?
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yes,
and sir. Tim is going to tell us the military designation for the letters.
Foxtrot.
Charlie. Alpha.
Tim, I'm just glad they didn't ask me the time earlier when you asked that question.
Because y'all both were in the same boat.
Right?
Yeah.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes got chapters all over America. Now, I thought, how is it that the FCA is still able to be in 50 states given that a lot of places are, you know, against...
Hate God.
Yeah, and they're against Christian...
Some of the bluer states, some of the bluer cities.
Yeah, absolutely. So what FCA is student-led.
Amen.
It's not led by me or by a teacher or anything. Now, they're obviously, we help
facilitate.
Enhance and push
they can
and facilitate
invite you
the
in,
ministry.
Probably, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have what we call sponsors at school. So maybe a teacher or a coach or somebody that would be like, hey, I'll be glad to unlock my door or open the gym so you guys can come in here and do this.
Amen.
And so, man, we have so many faithful people. And let me just tell you, our area is so unlike so many other areas across the country in that we have such good administration.
Amen.
Within our schools that are still letting us come in with open doors.
That's awesome.
We're talking Amen. With Grant Smallwood, Area Director for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Grant, you are just talking about this as student-led. What are you seeing? When I was growing up, okay, so when I reached high school, for example, in the 70s, I don't remember, I wasn't a Christian, but I don't remember anyone who was. I don't remember anyone talking about their faith.
You grew up in New England, right?
I grew up in New England.
Right.
I don't remember any athletes, with the exception maybe of Bobby Thompson, who played for the New York Yankees. But I hear so much about young people standing up for Christ nowadays. What do you see? I know you're not around. I know you're going to Uganda. I'm joking. But what is it about young people? Do you see an increased boldness in terms of sharing Christ and standing up for him?
Absolutely, I do. It's been incredible. Here in the state of Mississippi, we have three big pillars that our state kind of collaborates to do. One is we have a coach's timeout, which is a coach's ministry weekend that we have for our spouses, for coaches and their spouses to come down on the coast and man, we just love on them and try to encourage them. We have a college getaway for our college students so that they're able to get together on one weekend and really encourage one another. And then we have a leadership camp here in the state of Mississippi. It is basically renounced among other states. They come and check our leadership camp out because all the middle school and high school students that we can gather to get there in that one weekend to encourage, to teach, to equip, and to empower them to be able to go back and lead on their campus. And so I've seen, because of those three pillars, I've seen so many students go back to their campus and live out boldly and share their faith and be able to make a huge splash and impact on their campus specifically.
Listen, before I let you go here, Grant Smallwood, Area Director for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You got an event that's open to the public coming up with former University of Texas quarterback Colt McCoy, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so on April 14th at the Cadence Bank Arena Conference Center, we will host Colt McCoy. And Colt is going to come in and speak and just share about what FCA has meant to him and the impact that it had on him. But really the headliner, the big thing that night is we're going to honor over 70 champions from our area schools. Our schools have selected so many of these champions to come in who are living out their faith on campus and able to. We're going to come in and we're just going to love on them that night, honor them with this big celebration, and Colt's going to come in and share that same thing. But that'll be at 5:30 at the conference center. And we are just
what conference center
at the Cadence Bank Arena Conference Center.
Where can people find out more information? Yep.
Yeah, so on our Facebook page at MSFCAD1, you can
that
find
was
us.
Too long.
One more time, slower.
Yeah, it's like you're getting ready to land a plane.
I know.
And when FD1,
I don't know how many of your eyes just blame crossed when on. I said that. So
you have to go to your Facebook page to find out about this. What is the Facebook page again?
MSFCAD1.
Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy.
That's right. And we will put a link to y'all's Facebook page on ours so people can find out more information. So,
and we realize that this is a local event, Mississippi, this area, folks, but we are encouraging you to pray for FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, wherever you are, and maybe even find out if there's an FCA chapter in your local school.
That's right.
Night of Champions on April 14th at the Cadence Bank Arena Conference Center at 5:30 p.m.
All right. Is Colt McCoy still in the NFL?
He has bounced around with some conversation with some teams as far as being a backup, but currently right now he's not rostered on the team.
I was his agent, but he let me go.
Yeah. Well, actually, what's really unique about Colt is the night before, that Saturday night, he is going to be inducted into the Texas College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, good. Well deserved. Congratulations. Amen. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having
Appreciate
me
you, brother.
So much. Appreciate it.
All right.
We'll have you back in soon.
You're listening to American Family Radio Share-a-thon. Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now. Yeah. Steve, what's your first news story?
Before I do that, can I do some Share-a-thon thing? And I hope I don't
get go ahead.
No, you cannot do Share-a-thon stuff. Whoa. No Share-a-thon.
Well, I hope I don't get in trouble because Jonathan knows nothing about this, but I am announcing a challenge right now till the end of the hour.
Okay.
Anybody who donates any amount between now and the end of the hour, we will send you a free admission to Sunday morning service at the local church of your choice.
Wow.
And
we are not kidding.
I'd heard that one.
Yeah. And if you could become a ministry partner, we'll throw in a Wednesday night Bible study.
If you could say that again, more concise, that would
whatever you donate between now and then, we will make sure that you get a free admission to a Sunday morning service at the local church of your choice.
So I can't tell if this is that was a good
joke
or
bad
joke.
That's what you call it.
Joke.
A gimmick.
A sleight of hand.
Well, because a lot of people don't realize the churches are open beyond just simply Christmas and Easter.
Well, that's true.
It's a shock for some.
We just saw a lot of CEO Christians the last couple of days, you know.
CEO.
Christmas and Easter only.
That's I like that.
Yeah.
CEO.
All right. Hey, so yesterday we had this eclipse. You guys, we were kind of rained in and cloudy. So it got dark and light, but we didn't have a whole lot of visibility.
Hey, listen, about an hour before the maximum coverage of the moon over the sun, I feel like I'm about to do a nursery rhyme here.
cow jumped over.
The moon jumped over the sun. Anyway, so I did take some of those protective glasses.
Yeah.
Allison, my wife, and I, we were on the back patio, covered patio. We were having lunch. So I said, it's clear sky. This is before it got cloudy. Mm-hmm. An hour later, so went out into the yard and gazed. I said, gazed up at the sky, and I was able to see what would be, I guess, a quarter of the coverage. You could see what was going on, okay? A quarter of the coverage. To answer your question, I did. Now, the glasses I used were glasses that one of our other employees here at AFA handed me on the way out the door, and they didn't say NASA approved or anything like that. So I was basically trusting whether I would go blind or not, or damage my retinas, on whether or not our friend here at the ministry had given me good glasses or not, because I didn't know. It said they were, and so I only looked like 15 seconds, and then I backed out.
You've been blinking a lot.
And how are you?
Blinking a lot.
You see big spots?
Am I blinking?
You see big spots in front of your face now?
Yeah. Well, you know what? The number one search on Google last night was sore eyes.
Don't doubt it.
I'm serious.
Are you serious?
Yes. Some people, despite all the warnings, thought they would defy the science, if you will, and look up at that thing. And some of them are, I don't know how long it'll last or whatever, but I'm serious. The number one Google thing last night was hurt eyes or sore eyes, but you weren't supposed to look at it with your naked eye.
Nope. Right.
And I wouldn't use naked
and very often, for eyes.
Unless it was with your, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think we should use it on Christian radio hardly at all, but this was a...
Them eyes were naked.
This was appropriate use of it.
Yes. So
did you look at this?
No, it was cloudy. I couldn't have seen it. And I remember back in 77, the last time, yep, that we had this, wasn't it the last time?
77? No, well, it would have been 2017, right here.
Was the last time we had a eclipse?
We had an eclipse. I remember standing out here in 2017.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know if it was the lunar moon or one of the planets, but it was an
eclipse. It was a solar eclipse. The moon went in front of the sun, and it wasn't total here like it wasn't total yesterday, but yeah. I remember standing out there.
I was trying to make a point that, yes, I do remember back in 77, everybody with the little cutouts with the you put a hole in the a pinhole in the cardboard, and you would look at the eclipse on the other part of the
sun shone through the pinhole onto a piece of paper.
Yes.
And you got an image of the sun.
Image of the sun partly covered. And I remember everyone doing that.
It's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, and I was not going to do it this time around. You've seen one eclipse, you've seen them all.
This from Houston KIAH, just in time for the eclipse. Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee will be joining in the Circle of Totality on Monday. This is dated the day
Sheila
before.
Sheila Jackson Lee is going to
be joining Jackson
in
Lee
what?
Was
the
in Texas.
Of what?
The Circle of Totality. Yeah. I guess she was where it was. So she was in Houston, and she was going to be making some remarks. The second paragraph says, Lee served as a member of the Science Committee and the ranking member on the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee to be ready to take on this special day in history. Mm-hmm. Let's listen in a little bit on what she had to say. Cut 13.
Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun.
Almost.
The moon is more manageable, and you will see you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, member of the Science, Space, and Aeronautics Subcommittee of Congress.
Well, she later did clarify her comments about getting close to the sun, saying you can do it if you go at night. So you can get
come
close.
Again? She said what?
No,
I'm just kidding. It's I bet
she said that. Yeah.
I would love, I would pay to hear a conversation on science between her and Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Or else
the
her.
Back and forth you could get from those Einsteins.
Yeah. Or put AOC on that panel.
Yeah,
yes.
And the member of Congress who mentioned that you don't want to...
Hank Johnson.
Yes.
Cut 14, Brent.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000. And again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
That was that fella right there that you said he was afraid Guam was going to tip over if more people went to the island was a sitting U.S. congressman from Georgia. Sorry, Georgia.
And he was being serious.
He was. So
he was being serious.
Hold on. That's the first
I'm tipping over.
Maybe I should have been paying attention better this morning. That's the first I'm hearing of that. Who was that and when was that?
That was Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia. And that was probably
during the Obama administration.
Yeah, it was probably maybe 10 years ago.
But he was doing it. Yeah, it was a. Like a House committee hearing and
putting more American troops. They were
talking about putting more American troops on the island of Guam, which is U.S. territory. And Hank Johnson, the U.S. congressman from Georgia, again, sorry, Georgia, but he thought maybe doing that would cause the island.
I heard what he said.
Yeah, would cause the island to tip over.
Tip over.
Oh, boy.
And listen. Props to, I don't remember who, whether it's an admiral or a general.
Yeah.
Who was.
High-ranking military official.
On the hot seat being questioned by this congressman, and he maintained his cool and basically said, I don't.
We don't anticipate that happening.
We don't anticipate the island tipping over. Kept a straight face. Did Sheila Jackson Lee say that she thought the moon was made out of gas?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let's hear it from Sheila Jackson Lee is the congresswoman from Houston, Texas area, one of the districts down there, and this is worthy of a replay, if we can look at the replay, and this was her yesterday, speaking so eloquently on the.
And she's a member of the scientific committee.
She was a member of the science committee and the ranking member. She served. I don't know if she still is ranking member of the space and aeronautics subcommittee.
And so just she's on it. Go ahead.
Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night.
Yeah.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Uh-huh. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
Yeah.
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Uh-huh. Are the gases such that we could do that? Yeah. The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable, and you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
If they can land in the gases. This is a gaseous planet.
I'm just going to say, with no disrespect to the congresswoman intended, I might have some in my heart, but I'm not trying to verbalize that. But that sounded like the kind of answers I would give in high school. Yeah. When a teacher would ask me a question, and I didn't really have the answer,
But you weren't smart enough to say you don't have the answer.
Right, you don't want to say you get to throw some words around.
I'm just rambling there.
Right, well, but you're throwing some words in there.
Yes, Mr. Bernier, the moon, as we all know,
Is a big round thing.
It's a big round thing. If you go in at night and it's full moon, you get to see the full moon.
Right. And the full moon means we got a lot of gases going on.
That's right.
And so a lot of people are cooking.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of barbecue, sir. But
this is why people don't make crystal meth on the moon, because with those gases, it will cause an explosion.
And you know it wouldn't take long also before they start talking about lunar warming.
Yes.
If y'all want to do something serious.
Yeah, when we get back from this short timeout, Wesley, you can reset everything.
Okay, 877-616-2396.
We'll be back.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ray Comfort. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel overwhelmed with the direction this nation is taking. Darkness seems to be covering the whole nation. Adultery, fornication, blasphemy, homosexuality, pornography seems to be flooding this nation. And sometimes I can feel overwhelmed. And I know I'm not alone. I think of Elijah. He was the only one left. And God said there are 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Or Lot, he said he was vexed with the filthy lifestyle of the wicked. But we need not feel alone, because God has given us as Christians a wonderful voice in American Family Radio, a very powerful voice. So can I ask that you support American Family Radio financially, prayerfully, but whatever you do, support them, because we need this voice. It's a burning and shining light in this nation.
Don was quite a Christian guy. We all appreciate his work. Hope the boys continue the work and all the staff. We love you. God loves us all. Thank you for your diligence. We'll pray for you regularly. Love from North Carolina.
This Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
Amen. What a wonderful song. American Family Radio, our Share-a-thon, our spring Share-a-thon. We are celebrating God's goodness and mercies and grace and his blessings to us here at AFR, as we've got 170-something radio stations across America, I think it is. And we are, but that's expensive to own and operate, and we need your help. We have to buy satellite time. We have to employ engineers. We have to buy land. We have to buy towers. The electricity bill, especially under Biden, is through the roof.
Yeah.
I don't mean to blame him, but I'm going to.
I will.
I'm okay.
I'll blame him.
Bidenflation.
Bidenflation.
Bidenflation's costing us like it's costing everybody. So anyway, if anything you can do to help us as we ask for financial donations, this Share-a-thon, please be as generous as you can. We would love to hear from you, and we will gladly and with gratitude receive your donation to AFR. What if somebody wants to call and make a gift, how can they do that, Ed?
Well, here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. You will speak with someone, one of the lovely folks that we've got working Share-a-thon Central, answering phone calls right down the hall from us, right here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely online at afr.net. And we do, Wesley, have – now, listen, we are grateful for gifts of any amount.
Absolutely.
But we do have certain numbers that if you give at that amount or above – we do like to express our appreciation. What are those premiums?
Yes, and then I'm going to give the premiums, but I also want to remind or inform our audience for the next 27 minutes of the challenge that we have for this hour. If you give a gift of a one-time gift of $150 or more, we will mail you the new medium roast blend from American Family Studios, or sorry, American Family Coffee, called Legacy. Also, if you want to become a Great Commission partner, which is a monthly giver, if you give a monthly gift, if you begin giving a monthly gift of $30 or more, we will send you I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan, which is a book, which is a book from Pawpaw about the ministry of AFA and that he wrote with his brother. So become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. And we will send you the book plus the coffee.
Does it say Pawpaw on the
Pawpaw.
Book? Pawpaw.
Yeah,
on the book?
Pawpaw.
Yeah, that's tell me, AKA your granddaddy, who's my dad. So, Wesley's my son, and my dad passed away. He founded the ministry. He passed away in December. And but he started AFA and AFR. So if you want to make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can, now if you want to call and say, I don't want to be generous.
That's right.
We'll still take your donation.
Right. Yes.
Okay. But the phone number to reach us is 877-616-2396. 817-616-2396. Or if you want to give online, it's afr.net, afr.net. Yes, Steve.
I'll be there at 2 o'clock taking calls.
Okay, 2 o'clock,
love to call, hear from you.
And ask for Steve Paisley Jordahl.
I don't know if you get to ask, but if you get me, I'll be glad to talk to you.
Don't do what Dad just said.
What?
Don't call and ask for Steve Paisley.
Jordahl?
That will clog up the lines quickly.
Oh, at 2 Steve's o'clock?
Steve's very
He's
popular.
He's a popular guy. And then.
So
we've had people come to visit our facilities here, and they will say, I want to meet Steve Paisley Jordahl.
And see if he's got a Paisley shirt on.
And sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Yeah.
We need to buy
a little embarrassing.
We need to pitch in and buy a full collection.
A full
Paisley
for
so
Monday
you
through
can wear
Friday.
It 7 days a week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just have a little fun for 1 minute, and I know we gotta get to stories here, but at our retreat last week, we had an AFA retreat with our listeners and supporters. About 100 listeners and supporters were able to come. I had one person come up, and I forgot how it came up, but they were convinced that Steve's middle name was Paisley.
For real? They thought it was really his middle name?
Absolutely.
That wasn't Sheila Jackson Lee,
I'm thinking of changing it. I'm thinking of going to the courthouse and changing it. Yeah.
No, but they had a good sense of humor that when they figured it out, they were okay with us picking on them. So that's the reason I'm bringing it up here, because they're probably listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was funny, but we do it so frequently.
Yeah.
Paisley Jordahl.
Yeah.
Steve Paisley Jordahl. All right, Steve, what do you got?
All right. Joe Biden has decided he's going to give more student debt relief. Did you guys talk about this last time?
We did not.
Well, he's going to eliminate student loan debt for as many as 30 million borrowers. And here's what he says. He says he gets why Americans who don't go to college are angry because of this. Because, you know, if you've already paid your debt off, you went straight into a career without going to college, why is my money going to pay these people off? He says, I understand that because, well, he was born in Scranton and raised in Scranton. And a lot of
Pennsylvania.
A lot of people in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he was raised, didn't have a chance to go to college. Kind of reminded me... he was raised in a lot of places. Did you guys ever notice this?
There's a long list.
He claims
he was raised.
Yeah. Scranton, a place where you don't often have a chance to go to college, among other things. Listen to Cut 11.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek-American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I might say raised in synagogues in my state.
Everyone in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny and O.A.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
You know, that reminds me of there was an old skit that would constantly... regularly appeared on Saturday Night Live, the Pathological Liar. Remember John Lovett?
The ticket?
Yeah, that's it. I was raised by Italians. Yeah, that's it. I was raised by Puerto Ricans.
Jews.
By that is... did you put that together, by the way?
No, I did not.
Okay, somebody found all that.
I think it was GOP research.
And one thing that I will always remember is that if you don't vote for Biden... then you ain't black.
Right. That's what he said.
Biden said.
Right. Biden said that. So.
And he will. You can never go back from that.
You talk about multi-ethnicity.
Yes.
This guy is, he's not half something, half another. He's like split up in 16 different ethnicities and nationalities, his way he was raised.
Depends. He is 23 and me.
Depends to whom he's speaking.
Depends.
2% here, 8% there, 15% there.
No. Yes.
It is
dependent upon the audience to whom he is speaking, how he identifies. And you know what? Good for him. You should be able to identify as anything you want to be.
Yeah.
You want to identify as half Italian, half Polish? Go ahead.
Well, the problem here is it really doesn't make a difference how much debt he's willing to cover for college students that go into debt for their student loans, because the invasion at the border and the inflation, it's just
well,
so
in all seriousness, what he's doing with this quote student debt forgiveness, okay, is shameful, blatant, obvious, trying to buy votes. He's trying to buy votes, because let me tell you something. The student debt, quote, forgiveness is not forgiveness.
No.
All he's doing is he's transferring the debt from individuals and giving it to the taxpayer. That's all he's doing. That's all Biden's doing. And furthermore, he's not supposed to be doing this. He even admitted, I was stopped by the, quote, Republicans, the MAGA Republicans in Congress. Then the Supreme Court, he said, the Supreme Court said I couldn't do this. I didn't have the authority, but I'm doing it anyway. That's what he said on a couple of three different occasions. Am I right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't care. He's shameless about trying to buy votes by he doesn't have the authority. We'll see what happens.
And didn't he say that he will cancel even more debt if I win?
Yes.
As if he can't do it now if he wanted to.
He'll say, I'll cancel even more if I win. In other words, you put me in office, here's your payback.
Listen, this is fundamentally unfair to the American taxpayer.
That's right.
I'm sorry people have built up student loan debt. I know it can be burdensome, but you know what? Nobody's forced to do that.
They
willingly sign a form saying that they're taking a loan and they're going to repay it. And then after they get out of college, listen, what about all the people who worked their rear ends off and took two jobs and it took them 5 to 10 years, but they humped it to pay this student debt loan off. They finally get it off their backs, and now it turns around. They shouldn't have done that, because Biden's going to give them all quote student debt relief.
Right.
Is that fair?
And
we should probably pay those people back.
And it's going to come out of the taxpayer's pocket. Yeah,
yes, it's all on us. He's passing the debt all on to the American taxpayer, but all he's doing is just trying to buy votes.
Right.
That's all he's trying to do is try.
You know, the point I was making with his problems at the border and with inflation, as we've talked about those two quite a bit over the last 3 or 4 months, and with those two issues, he could buy all the student loans he wants, and it's not going to help. I know it's not legal. I don't think it, but I'm saying politically, if you don't address the two issues that I just mentioned, you're not going to get anybody to even listen to you.
Right. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We do talk about the news of the day, the current events, what's happening in our country. We can't ignore that, else we lose our country and we lose our freedoms. We lose our liberties. These things, our way of life, these things matter, and they're at risk as we see what's going on in our country today. You're listening to Share-a-thon. If you want to call our American Family Radio Share-a-thon, and we encourage you to do that and be as generous as you can and make a financial gift to AFR, here's the phone number to call us and reach us, 877-616-2396. You call that number. It calls our home studios and offices, and we will gladly receive whatever gift you want to give. 877-616-2396. 9-6 is the phone number, or you can simply go to our website, afr.net, afr.net. Let's hear from one of our listeners.
My name is Iris. I'm calling from Texas, and I love American Family Radio, and I recommend it to so many of my friends because you get news from a Christian perspective that you don't get any place else, as well as wonderful Bible teaching and information from programs like Focus on the Family and the Bible programs as well. I love Abraham Hamilton in the afternoon, Washington Watch, and today's issues. Great job. Continue, and may your tents be expanded for many, many years.
Amen. What a blessing to hear from our listeners from all over the country who believe in us and support us and write us checks or make donations. Thank you very much. Tim, Ed, Wesley, and Steve, again, we thank you for listening. Hey, I want to thank a few listeners, Gene in Biloxi, Mississippi. These are people who called in the last hour and made a gift. William in High Point, North Carolina. Let's see, Hams is the name from Levant. I guess it's Levant, Kansas. Betty in Spanishburg, West Virginia. Judith in Oil City, Pennsylvania. And Bobby calling in from DeLeon, Texas. You got that other, you got the next Oklahoma name, do you, Ed?
Yeah, Gregory at Anadarko, Oklahoma.
Anadarko. He's from Anadarko?
Anadarko. It's actually
was right it Anadarko to, yesterday about noon?
It's bada boom.
It's right next to Analito in Oklahoma.
Yeah, people always say, are you from Tupelo? And they say, where is that? And I say, yeah, it's right below One Below.
Hey!
You see, that was pretty. You see, how that, see what
yeah.
I did there?
Oh, yeah, I do. Absolutely. Yeah. I saw it. I saw it from a mile away coming down the street.
It's right below, one below.
Mary from yeah. Kensett, Iowa.
See what I did
Brooklyn
there?
From Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm trying to find, we from Rosemead, California.
Rosemead.
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 We is the
you
name.
Know where that's at?
I do. Southern okay. California.
Rosemead. Somebody called in from California, made a gift.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Probably
W-E-I.
Listening on the app.
It has to be. I would think.
Yep. Where's Rosemead, Steve?
Southern California.
SoCal?
SoCal.
You know what I've heard? It never rains there.
You have.
You're, never you'd never be rains
wrong.
In Southern
well,
California.
The last year it has.
You'd be wrong.
It's yes, like a true. Biblical proportions.
I was just making a reference to an old song.
Yes, you were.
It never rains in Southern California. Rains. The girls only warn you, merely yeah. warn you.
They don't warn you?
They warn you.
2,148. Individual or family or representative
Amen.
Families have given to us.
Amen.
Just we're only halfway through the morning and 2,104
of day one.
That's good. Yeah, day one. 2,148 individuals, and I just want to say on behalf of everyone that has already given and called in, thank you so much for your
Amen.
Support to the work that we're doing here, for your financial gifts, and I know for almost certain that if you're giving to us financially, you're also giving it to us with your efforts and your prayers as well. So thank Amen. You on all fronts.
And the number to call if you'd like to give to our spring Share-a-thon.
And why wouldn't you?
That's right.
877-616-2396. Folks, I know you're enjoying this sparkling conversation
yes,
we're having.
You are.
The wit of Tim and I.
The wisdom.
Is
the prowess.
Probably a shame. But yeah. you do have Steve and Wesley on to kind of pick up the slack.
Listen. Yeah, pick up the slack. That's right.
877.
Somebody has to pick up the slack.
That's
what makes the world go round.
877-616-2396. Call. It is our spring Share-a-thon. Faithful God is the theme.
Next story, Steve.
All right. I hope you forgive me because this is actually a serious news story. We've kind of been joking
right.
up to now. But according to an organization called American Survey Center, they surprisingly do surveys. And they have found that young women are leaving the church in unprecedented numbers. So the last couple decades, they write, there's been an explosion of religious disaffiliation. The religion or the church you were raised in, you're not there anymore. And to this point, it has been men mostly who've been leaving. But now, Gen Z adults, 44% of Gen Z adults who left their formative religion were women. 46% were men, 54% women, 46%.
That means they left their the denomination they grew up in?
Yes, the religious affiliation, whether that's a denominational affiliation or just religion in general.
Now, by the way, that does not mean they are no longer Christians. Many might be, but it could mean they simply said, I'm not going to identify as United Methodist. I'm just a Christian. But for a lot of churches, Southern Baptist Church, I think last year lost like 1,200. I forget the number. They lost a lot of churches.
COVID hurt churches a lot.
I talked to somebody about that. Most of those churches were they just weren't making it financially. They shut down. A smaller portion of those left the affiliation because of
church attendance and church affiliation is getting harder to measure.
I agree
now,
with that 100%.
Don't you see? Mm-hmm. I think that it is true. I think we all know over the last 20, 25, 30 years, probably the number of people, percentage of Americans who are committed to their church, to a church, has dropped. I don't know what the number is. However, so many churches today are, you don't even know what they are. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no, everything switched over to something about a brook or something about water or something about a lake.
Right.
You got to have water, brook, or lake in your name of your church.
That's right.
And then in tiny, tiny writing at the bottom, that if you can find it anywhere, it'll say a Southern Baptist congregation.
Right.
That's right.
Or a Presbyterian U.S., you know, a church. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. There's been a major shift in, quote, non-denominational churches. Friendly churches.
They don't want to be tagged with a denominational affiliation, so they just leave that, you know, they leave that out of their name.
Some have left the denomination for different reasons, too.
Yeah.
You asked me to see if they had given a reason why women are leaving more than men. All
yeah, why this flip?
Right. 61% of Gen Z women identify as feminist now. Far greater than women from previous generations, younger women are more concerned about the unequal treatment of women in American society and are more suspicious of institutions that uphold traditional social arrangements, like, I don't know, churches.
Which is how we get men and women sports. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Right. Hold on.
I listen, that is, in my opinion, that is a direct result of the way, not all, but many schools, public schools, colleges and universities are going woke, and they are teaching things to kids that a lot of parents did not know they were teaching. They began to wake up during COVID when a lot of the classes were being taught online, and the parents were listening. But to me, that's the only explanation for why there is that sudden change in the way. Listen, Gen Z.
What is Gen Z for those who lost in all the letters and
and
descriptions of generations? What are we talking about?
That's probably the youngest cohort that is being studied by sociologists. I think ages 12 to 27 would be considered Gen Z. Millennials, who for a long time everyone thought that was the youngest generation, they're now moving up.
They have kids now. They're at Wesley's age.
Yes, those are millennials.
Yeah.
So Gen Z, I think 30 to 40% of them identify as LGBTQ or gender fluid. So where's that coming from? Okay, that is coming from being taught in school that it's cool to be gender fluid.
And pop culture.
And pop culture.
So Gen Z, according to the World Wide Web, which is never wrong, if you were born in between 1997 and 2012, you're Gen Z. Do you know this is the next generation they've already named? This is if you were born between 2013 and 2025, you are now Generation Alpha.
Alpha?
Alpha.
Oh, they're circling back.
So as we push through the list of the generations, I was like the end of the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. Like, I was born in 63, and I think 62 is the last of the baby boomers, or 64.
Yeah,
I think. And then what is it? What is the ones that came?
Followed the greatest generation, followed by the silent generation. If you were born between 25 and 45, then baby boomers, which were all the GIs that came back and had kids and families, and then after that, Generation X.
Uh huh.
And then
what happened to them?
They are.
What did they contribute?
They are characterized by being independent, balanced in work life, talented in technology, resourceful. Yeah,
that's what they all say.
Yeah, well.
every
generation claims that.
Huh? Gen Y and millennials.
Well, they don't have listed Gen Y. This Gen X.
There was a Gen Y.
Millennials, and then Generation Z.
So baby boomers, who was ahead of us? Who was that? Who's ahead of baby boomers?
Silent generation.
And they're silent pretty much.
Well,
right,
because
now,
yeah, and if you look at, like, for example, the Greatest Generation, you had presidents all the way into Kennedy was a World War II veteran. I don't know if
Bill Clinton was the first one who was not.
Right. So they held power for a long time, and then Bill Clinton was part of, I think he's probably part of the baby boomers. The silent generation was kind of a little bit of a niche there that they just didn't.
How old is Bill Clinton?
Now?
Yeah.
I don't know. By the way, Gen Y is another name for millennials.
Okay.
So.
Mm. Okay. You
taught me something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
He's 77 years old right now.
Bill Clinton, 77? Yep. Well, he's not a baby boomer, I don't think. If he is, he's on the front end of it.
Born in 1946, which would mean, let me go back to my handy
dandy chart
here.
He may be on the front end of being a baby boomer. I'm on the back end.
46 was the very first year of baby boomer.
Yeah, 46, well, what's the last year? 64?
64.
Yeah. So, anyway, you're listening to American Family Radio, where we welcome all generations.
That's right.
And all generations are welcome to write us a check. Am I right, Ed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, I do want to clarify what I was talking about in terms of feminists. I certainly have no problem with women who believe in, you know, female empowerment and becoming all you can be and all that kind of thing. I certainly don't, you know, fault women for going out and getting jobs and having careers. I'm talking about the woke version of feminism, which is basically men are terrible.
Well, whatever it is, if it's causing you to leave the church, something needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
If it's because of woke or it's because of whatever.
They could blame the word
feminism, but women are leaving the church, and the church should probably take some time. I'm going to talk to Alex McFarland today about this. Should probably take some time to figure out why.
Well, certainly nothing wrong with checking to see if there's something wrong. My personal belief is a lot of people who are leaving church were never Christians to begin with. I think there's been a certain amount of easy believism in the church where all you have to do is just say X, Y, or Z, and you're in, baby. All right, and I think that for churches that are preaching that sanctification, for example, and holiness, that is going to cause some people, and preaching and teaching the whole truth of God's
full
word,
counsel.
The full counsel of God's word, where it comes to pro-life issues, marriage, and human sexuality, that is going to expose the fault line in a lot of people's lives where they say, I don't believe in that.
Just to add to what you're saying, that's where Jesus said he would separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, right.
And so that's what you're seeing a good bit of that.
It's becoming harder and harder to be a cultural Christian.
Right. That's right. Yeah, because you end up fired or sued or, the list goes on. So
that's right.
Ostracized.
That's a big word. I taught you well, didn't I, son?
Did.
877.
By tomorrow, I'll be able to spell it.
616-2396. It is Share-a-thon. It will continue, folks. 877-616-2396. You're listening to our spring Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. You can also give safely and securely on our website, afr.net.
I would just ask people not to ostracize us.
Right. Don't ostracize.
Make sure they give to American Family Radio.
Right.
Nobody likes to be ostracized.
I don't.
We don't.
It hurts.
Thank you, Ed. We'll be back. We've got news coming up. Stay with us.